paragraph.
We will say to them, quote, come in. Get tan faces and strong bodies once more. Victims of war brutality. Learn to laugh again and to work again. We need you. We want you. We will accept you. You are but the latest link in the chain of immigration which has made America great, creative, adventurous, dash, the unfinished story of mankind's pioneering achievement. Paragraph. I know that there are forces in America that want to close the gate totally to immigration, that are suspicious and afraid of all foreigners, completely unaware of the fact that all of us are the descendants of foreigners in this land. I know that there may be even selfish forces at work in this land, wanting us to enjoy our own private paradise while other human beings, as good as ourselves or even better, languish and perish in solitude and loneliness. I think that the American heart will refuse to listen to this counsel of greed, selfishness, reaction, and despair. I think at the same time we should know what the situation actually is, what the facts are. A young American veteran, recently returned from service, has introduced a bill in the Congress in Washington to admit 400,000 displaced persons over the next 4 years. His bill, which is going to be acted upon within the next few weeks, provides that these 100,000 displaced persons who will come each year for the next 4 years shall be admitted on the unused quotas that were not available during the war years. In other words, Representative Stratton of Illinois, the young veteran who has introduced the bill, does not want nor demand a change of the immigration laws of this country, but merely an emergency act, using up one half of the quota that was impossible to make available during 1940 to 46. 900,000 persons ordinarily would have come to this land as part of our immigration procedures during those years. They could not come. Now we have the opportunity of showing by this very small moral gesture to humanity that America has not changed its color nor closed its doors upon compassion, that we do not demand that other nations and other peoples play the role of humanitarians while we, untouched and unravaged by bombs, our city safe during the war, go on living our lives in total selfishness. paragraph. America has been built for the last 300 years by immigrants, beginning with the Pilgrim Fathers, who came to these shores to seek refuge from persecution, and the Huguenots, and the other Protestant minorities from England and Holland, and the Jews from Portugal and Spain, and the Scotch and the Irish, and all of the millions of immigrants who have built the roads, established the factories, manned the farms, created the businesses, inspired the universities and the churches of this land. Dash, Americans all, immigrants all. Of course, those who will come to this shore, to these shores under this new bill, will be thoroughly investigated, so that they will bring to this country healthy minds and healthy spirits, believers in the democratic way of life. No displaced person entering our country will become a public charge. Every individual will have an affidavit furnished to him by some Catholic or Protestant or Jewish agency. Furthermore, the bulk of the displaced persons are workers. There are some 177,000 farmhands among them, some 20,000 housemaids, others skilled workers, others are professional people. The president of the American Federation of Labor and the president of the CIO have joined in supporting this bill, knowing full well that these newest immigrants will not offer any competition to American workers, that in fact they will add to the strength of our American economy. They will find their homes with relatives or friends, and thus will not take any place from the housing facilities so overcrowded at this time in our history. Who are in favor of this bill? Not only the leaders of labor, but the leaders of all church groups in this country, Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish. Outstanding American citizens like General Donovan, Governor Lehman, Mrs. Roosevelt, Justice Roberts, Basil O'Connor, Charles P. Taft, head of the Federal Council of Churches, Archbishop McNicholas, Rabbi Wise. Dash, indeed a cross-section of American public opinion. Men, women, of all faiths, of all walks of life, who know full well that we in this country cannot live with ourselves and cannot sleep peacefully at night if we prove to be moral hypocrites. There will be such guilt feelings in our hearts, in the hearts of all decent Americans, if we allow these displaced persons to rot away in their detention camps another summer and then another winter, with all of their talents destroyed through disuse. If we, in the name of selfishness, bar the gates of America and make a mockery out of all of our past history, in the vain pretense that 400,000 human souls will constitute any threat economically or politically to 140 million strong. Paragraph. Think for a moment. what it is that a human being can stand least of all. Is it not invalidism, total uselessness, psychological and mental unemployment? You and I know that that is true. That when we see our dear ones suffer from disease, confined to the sickbed of helplessness and hopelessness, and when the angel of death comes, we console ourselves by the thought that our loved one has been released at last from meaningless days and meaningless nights. Well, how shall we face human beings who are condemned by the world's callous conscience to days and months and years of total invalidism and meaninglessness in detention camps? We will not be at peace with ourselves if we do condemn our brothers and our sisters to useless lives when they want only a little place in the sun, a small share of American freedom and American opportunity, the ability and the opportunity to work again and to be self-respecting citizens of a universe that has been all too cruel and too dark for them. Paragraph. What can you and I do? We can write our congressman here in Massachusetts, the Honorable Joseph Martin in Washington, the Honorable Frank Fellows of Maine, chairman of this subcommittee, Congressman Goodwin of Massachusetts, and Congressman Lane of Massachusetts. Dash, we can write or wire them immediately to let them know that we urge them to pass this bill. The House of Representatives Bill 2910, introduced by Representative Stratton, that we favor the admission of a fair share of displaced persons to the United States, and that we look to our representatives to make this possible, to make possible the opening of the gate to Catholics, Protestants, and Jews in this limited way. Dash, to show that Americanism still lives and religion still breathes in our hearts and in our souls. Judaism long ago said that the great commandment in Leviticus, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, quote unquote, also means thou shalt enable thy neighbor to live with thee as thyself, to live in dignity, in hope, in security, as thou livest in dignity, hope, and security. Judaism has always proclaimed that we cannot dare to live in our private paradise while others are dwelling in their purgatory of pain or of suffering or of hunger. The great Protestant preacher Harry Emerson Fosdick recently in a great sermon of his pointed out that the commandment in Christianity, love your neighbor as yourself, taken over from the Jewish tradition, means that we should extend our redeeming and creative goodwill to all of the peoples of the earth. If we will open our gates, we shall show true understanding and creative goodwill and make America a part of the world's answer rather than a part of the world's problem. As we support with our efforts and our energies this moral opportunity of American leadership, we will fulfill Walt Whitman's dream, quote, Comrade, I give you my hand. I give you my love, more precious than money. I give you myself before preaching or law. Will you give me yourself? Will you come travel with me? Shall we stick by each other as long as we live? Doc, by God, I will accept nothing which all cannot have their counterpart of on the same terms. Amen.